David, I mean, this ride has been absolutely insane. Not a bad time for your first big league save, huh?
Yeah. This group is unbelievable, and we didn't want it to end. And the offense did their job. They came back. They got us in the game. They gave us a little room, and it was just time for us to shut the door. So we're moving on. We'll keep going.
You guys had a pretty good look of Pete's home run from the bullpen. What was the response amongst the group when that ball went past Frelick's glove?
Madness. Everyone went nuts. I started to go nuts. Rosie was like, hey, we still got to finish this thing. But my God, he came in clutch. Those guys got on for him, and he did the rest. And then we kept going, and we added another one. So this group doesn't quit. We're not going to stop, and we're going to keep going.
It's no secret what this season has meant to him with the upcoming free agency and what could have been his last Mets at-bat. For him to come through, you've known him for a long time. Does it surprise you at all?
Not at all. He sticks with it. He sticks with his process. Good or bad, he keeps going. He's fun to watch, and I hope he's a Met for a long time.
And for you individually, there was an expectation that you were going to start in Philly. How did you get yourself ready for tonight to be sure that you were ready for the ninth?
We had to get past Milwaukee first, so I wasn't on to Philly. I knew I was going to be available out of the bullpen, and if I could help this team move on, I was going to do my best job. So I was focused on Milwaukee until we got past him.
Well, David, it is on to Philly now. Go enjoy this win.
Awesome. Thank you.
Howie, back to you.